And right now, we're heading into the garden, so you can talk to the plants too. You definitely don't have to be lonely on a Wednesday, and it's time for another edition of the Living Earth Garden Show right here on Radio Life and Style, proudly brought to you by Living Earth, the makers of the best organic compost in KZN. And don't forget, they've got a fantastic offer running at the moment, a winter promotion, giving you an amazing 20% off their entire range. And if you tell them you heard it on the radio, well, you'll get an extra 5% off. All you got to do is pop into the website, livingearth.co.za. You'll find the number to call there, to phone ahead with, ask about that offer, or to even inquire about a delivery. Or take a drive out to the Living Earth Farm at Sugar Rush Park. Living Earth, for the love of your garden. And we've got a garden lover in the studio with us as usual. Tracy Miller-Smith from Eco Balance Landscapes has come bearing all kinds of munchies, green goodness grown in her very own herb garden. Tracy, I'm so impressed. Hey?
Yes, we have a crop.
You are a farmer of note. This is amazing. I didn't realize that herb gardens on the Greater Ballito North Coast could produce such lush, lovely, healthy looking stuff. I mean, what have we got here? Talk me through what's on the table.
Yes, so Mike, I garden alongside the monkeys. So the things that I grow in my garden are not very appetizing to monkeys. I've got a whole selection of herbs. I've got thyme, I've got parsley, I've got some of the things I couldn't bring today is lemongrass.
Oh, wow.
I've got...
what are these sprouts that are sprouting in front of me here?
Yeah, so even the sprouts we grow in our kitchen. So it's really just to show everybody that, you know, growing things, really, it is inside of you. You can really grow something. You don't have to be afraid of it. I mean, growing a sprout, you know, it takes no effort, but it is such fun. And just to be able to model to the children what a seed actually does, and it's amazing. It's all we do is soak these seeds in water, and we water them and flush them every day, and they just grow all on their own.
And then you get to absorb the goodness, you know, once you put them in a salad or however you choose to work sprouts into your life and your world. Yes. And then I'm looking at, you've got some amazing leafy greens here, some beautiful cherry tomatoes.
Yes.
And, you know, this is obviously a good time, you know, cooler weather, lower humidity, things that might not do so well in the hot, humid February time of year. You've got a chance to kind of grow some really exciting stuff in winter.
At this time of the year, there are so many vegetables that just thrive. So in my garden at the moment, Mike will just tell you about this lettuce. It's a frilly green lettuce. It almost fills the whole basket. Very happy in this colder winter time of the year. And all the spinach is beautiful, growing beautifully, and it sort of is surviving without too much of the fungal diseases.
I'm looking at that leaf you brought in here. That is a serious large leaf spinach leaf that is just bursting with green goodness. And this is such a cool thing to be able to supplement, you know, your diet and literally grow for your own table. And there seems to be a big move towards trying to grow your own, to subsist to some degree. And at the end of the day, you're saving money, stuff you're not going to need to grab at the grocery store if you've got it in your own little herb garden. But the thing is, looking at what you've got to work with, you can even if you've got a very small patch, you can get stuff growing. You can get stuff going. Let's talk about that. So, small gardens, what are your most practical, easy options to explore?
Yes. So I really would like to encourage everybody who's got a small space and tell you that you really can grow something for your family to eat in that small space. And the most important thing is that you do have high light and preferably sunshine. So look around your property, look for one of those spaces. And if you don't have any earth itself, for example, if your whole surrounds of your home is either paved or graveled and you don't have space, you can bring in containers. Beautiful, there's window boxes, any container that you can put a good living earth compost into, mixed with potting soil, and go to your local nursery and buy veggie or leafy green seedlings that you can plant. Before you know it, you just water them and feed them, and you've got a crop to feed your family with.
That is so cool. And looking at the limited space options, where you say you might not actually have any beds to plant in, you bring in a few grow boxes, window boxes, herbs, leafy greens, microgreens, all of those are going to work really well. And something that caught my eye, you mentioned just prior to this chat that there are now some pretty cool options to grow your own mushrooms. What are these fungi buckets that I'm hearing about?
And you know, Mark, I haven't done it myself. I've just seen them advertised, and you can buy them online. It's a bucket full of the fungi spore, and they give you the directions. And the photograph of a fully developed bucket full of fungi, it did tickle my fancy, so I'm going to give it a try.
You're going to experiment.
Definitely. I know they're quite pedantic about being clean and not to have, they don't want to have too much contaminants in them, so apparently there's special rules you've got to stick to, so that I still have to discover. But that's great. I mean, from, as we said, the microgreens, anything that's going to bring health and vitality to your family, we should be looking at those things.
Awesome stuff. And look, if you do have a little bit more space, or maybe not even necessarily garden bed space, but maybe you've got something that a creeper could climb up. I'm talking about like a granadilla creeper. Those seem to do really well in our coastal climate, hey?
Very much so. So a granadilla creeper, it really can actually sort of take over your whole garden if you're not careful.
Yeah, you might
so
regret it.
It is better to make sure that you keep it well contained and clipped, and so it doesn't climb up into the trees and all the rest, because that's also silly. You won't be able to reap the fruits if they're too far away. So granadillas are a great fast option of a tropical fruit that's fun for the family to enjoy. Another thing that actually grows without much effort is a pineapple. Pineapple plants, and they grow the pineapple right on top. They stand proud of the plant. They stand like a crown on the top of the plant, the pineapple.
Really?
Yes.
And if you've ever driven up past the Hlulwe area and you see those fields of pineapple, when they've reached that that harvesting stage, then you would know. That's the thing.
Yes, that is it. That is it. That they do, they are quite big and they're a bit prickly. So
gloves might be needed for harvest time.
Yeah,
but that's awesome. So I mean, from the ground to the creeping stuff, and then if you've got a bit more space and you're sort of looking to plant something that could really grow into a tree that could provide for years to come, I mean, what works well down here at the coast? Your sort of lemon, lime, that sort of citrus stuff, and then obviously avo, lychee, and other tropical goodies, like mango, pawpaw. What do you think?
Yes, so let's start with the citrus, because they are ideal for even the small gardens, small or big gardens. So if you've got a small garden, they are ideal for pots. And you can have them close to your pantry, your kitchen, or you can have them as feature plants coming in a beautiful pot at your front door, either side of the garage. There's so many places you can put lemon trees, lime trees that you can reap off, which is very exciting. If you've got a bigger property, then you can plant them in the ground and they will then get a lot bigger. So you know, anything we plant, you know, as we know, plants clean the air, so it's really advisable to bring as much greenery around your home. So here we are, we're actually doing two things at once. We're feeding ourselves and we're cleaning the air. So planting food that you can eat is a multiplier. It's a really good idea.
And it's becoming, as I said, there's a big movement towards it, and a lot of new developments on the North Coast are really embracing this idea of growing your own and having a sort of edible landscape, and there seems to be this real appreciation for just what you can do, and not only good for you, good for your family, but it really can beautify a space as well. You know, to have trees full of fruit, and things creeping up, and wonderful garden beds bulging with green goodness. Something that I wanted to touch on as well is when it comes to fueling your growing space and putting nutrients into the ground to help your plants, is there a way to sort of recycle what you're producing in the kitchen, maybe turning kitchen scraps into food for your green goodies?
Yes, very, very much so. So recycling is a very big thing in any organic operation or even in your own home, which you could. I mean, we actually need to all think about it and start in our own way to recycle. So one easy way, and often we all live such busy lives, so we're looking for easy options as well. Living Earth do the difficult option. They recycle tons and tons of materials from all over the area, and they turn their recycled materials into a very good compost.
Yeah, they do the hard work for you.
They do it for you. So when you're actually composting your garden, you're actually using a recycled product. But you, as your family, there's a lovely little bucket called a Bokashi bucket. You buy the bucket from your local hardware.
Yeah.
And you put all your vegetable peelings and your so on into this bucket. So every time I have a piece of newspaper in the kitchen, every time I'm doing any food preparation, the peelings go into the newspaper, mm-hmm. and then straight from the kitchen into the bucket. And you buy a Bokashi bran, which is an activator. So every time you fill a layer of peelings into the bucket, you put a layer of the Bokashi bran in, which is an activator. Mm-hmm. Once the bucket is full, you go to your veggie garden, dig a trench, and install or put this bucket full of peelings into the trench, and close the trench. And then as soon as you've got your new set of seedlings, you actually plant your veggies over that trench, and
wow.
The nutrients filter into the soil, and they're available to your new plants.
That is so cool. A Bokashi bucket, you
yes.
say.
Yes.
Check it out.
Yeah.
That's a really nifty way to make your kitchen scraps go to good use, and just to make you feel like you're doing your bit on the recycling front. That's fantastic. And if your garden produces anything close to what Tracy's been able to produce, let me tell you, your family's going to be all the healthier for it. So this is giving me lots of excitement, lots of hope for the future. And if you haven't started experimenting with creating a little garden patch, well, winter's not a bad time to start getting growing. And as a first start, Tracy, would you say make it easy and maybe go and grab yourself a couple of seed packets, or maybe even seedlings that have already started growing, and you can sort of just grab a few window boxes and start small.
Very much. Just give yourself every chance of being successful. So I would, for now, go and rather buy the seedling plugs, mm-hmm. and plant them, and make sure you get your Living Earth potting soil if you're doing planters, or Living Earth compost to dig into your soil. And be attentive, water your veggie garden well. I mean, three times a week is at this time of the year is good. And really, in winter, there are not as many pests and diseases, so it's a lot easier to grow vegetables in winter. And really, you can do it. You should get the children involved. I mean, there's nothing better than getting them to eat what they've produced themselves.
Absolutely. And if you have got a runaway granadilla vine, or if you've got plans to maybe do a bit of landscaping and create a cool edible garden patch, or maybe to get some fruit trees going, and you want the expertise of a really good landscaping company on the North Coast. Well, Tracy and the team at EcoBalance are here to help. How can folks get in touch with you, Tracy?
Yes, Mike, they can give me a call on 082-491-6447.
There you go. Or just Google EcoBalance Landscaping. You'll find the information online. And don't forget, this has been another edition of The Garden Show, the Living Earth Garden Show, proudly brought to you by Living Earth. Give your garden a blooming good boost this winter with Living Earth's range of organic compost, lawn dressing, and potting soil. And plus, you can now get the best mature compost topsoil on the North Coast from Living Earth too. And pick up your Living Earth bags at BBS Mica Lifestyle Center, as well as Mica Build, Coastal Farmers, Salt Rock Nursery, Sharka Nursery, and Zululand Nursery. And don't forget, Living Earth is still running that winter special, giving you 20% off their entire range. And if you call and mention you heard it on the radio, you'll get a further 5% off, just because we love you. Take advantage of the offer, or to order delivery, visit livingearth.co.za and take a drive out to the Living Earth Farm at Sugar Rush Park. Living Earth, for the love of your garden. And to Tracy, looking forward to having another cool garden chat again really soon. What do you say?
Yes, definitely, Mark. See you then.
See, I'm going to have a munch of one of your sprouts in the meantime.